best way to remain sustainable.
Who's we?
Yeah?
Who's we?
Oh, sorry.
Hum.
Hum. Oh, that poem, they is us, they is we, they is everybody.
Now, these are, what you are saying, are house-tested, time-tested technologies. What you said, lime, tamarin,
yeah.
It's a well-known thing. You see, whenever you go out, okay, in a traditional house, the first thing they'll give you is buttermilk.
Yeah.
Buttermilk is one of the safest. See, you can put any damn bacteria into buttermilk, but since the number of lactic acid bacteria is in millions, they simply outpopulate even the pathogen, so nothing is supposed to occur.
Or beer, like in Germany.
Germany. Why have people started drinking beer? Mm. They had finished their water for 300 years, nobody could drink water.
Yeah.
The only way you could drink was either wine or beer.
Only after fermenting, the water became drinkable. Mm. That's why the Germans adopted to beer.
For 200 years. So.
Just like the buttermilk. So it's
you can go back into history.
Knowing that it's drinkable.
Why beer became so popular in the European context and wine in the in some context. So we need
actually
to
if it's like natural things like bioenzymes and all, if it's good, then we all should be like using that.
No, you see, again, bioenzyme is not a solution to the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think, you see, you can simply wash a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That oil in your thing, grease, is not going to be a problem. Why do you need soap to remove all the grease? What harm is it going to do? You are going to take the plate or the vessel the next day. Okay, you take your tawa. What you do first, you wash it free of oil. And when you start the tawa, again you apply oil. Whereas in the hotel, how many times they clean? I mean, the tawa requires that seasoning. With vessels also, nothing is going to happen. We need to re-understand these, not in simply in terms of awareness. I think we need an ability to make decisions on the spot.
The reason the cast iron, beautiful cast iron vessels went away is because of soap. Traditionally, the layer of oil will make
it
non-stick.
Non-stick.
And you keep cooking and it's like it retains the heat and keep it non-stick. As soon as you use soap, every time it's sticking. Right? There's nothing like, you know, what's the word that's used? Like
Teflon.
No. When you leave that layer, but like once you use